Today is the 5th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Greetings from the snowy, chilly Rocky Mountains of Colorado. This is our final day of Wild at Heart Advanced. As always, Christ is present and has shown up in large ways in all of the men's lives. Of course, including the Daily Audio Bible men who are here with me. And so you can check in on the trip by going to the Flickr page at the Daily Audio Bible website. I guess I'll talk to you about the hows of that in a minute at the end. We're in a new week, so welcome to a new week. This is the beginning of the second week of Advent. Of course, Advent, it means arrival. And the Advent season is the 4 weeks leading into Christmas. And some traditions celebrate Advent, and maybe you've celebrated it your whole life. Other traditions just don't think there's anything strange about it. Just don't bother with it. I have decided to observe it this year and just really use it as a way to ground myself in the arrival of Christ, and that He is constantly coming for us, and that we long for His return, His coming back for His people, rather than getting absolutely bowled over by the chaos that always happens around the holiday season. So the second week of Advent is one in which we observe and contemplate deeply the love of Christ. So welcome to the second week of Advent. Of course, beginning a new week begins a new translation that we read from. We'll read from the English Standard Version this week. And as it turns out, we begin today the book of Hosea. So the theme of marriage is often used in the Bible to represent God's love for His people, especially in the Old Testament between God and those He was in covenant with, the children of Israel. It is a fitting metaphor because we often find God's people off with other lovers, committing adultery, as it were. And God's reaction to this is very understandable. As a scorned lover who deeply cares for His love lost, nowhere in the Bible is this more clearly presented in the book of Hosea, a book of prophecy, because God asks Hosea to use his very life as living prophecy. He instructs him to marry a prostitute named Gomer, and this represents the idolatry, adultery, and harlotry of Israel. The couple have children, and each child is given a prophetic name that speaks directly to Israel. And then Gomer is unfaithful. Hosea divorces her as God thrusts away Israel. And in an about-face, Hosea goes in pursuit of Gomer once again. And this woman who has been unfaithful, who has played the harlot, actually has to be purchased back, which Hosea does, representing God's passion for His people, even to the point of rescuing and even buying back that which He loves. It's a beautiful picture of God's love for us. We also get a good picture of our betrayal when we chase after other loves. Most of us have experienced a broken heart or had a sense of betrayal at one point or another in our lives. The book of Hosea gives us a good picture of what that looks like from God's eyes. And so we begin with chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 3, verse 5, today. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take to yourself a wife of whoredom, and have children of whoredom. for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. She conceived again and bore a daughter, and the Lord said to him, call her name No Mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all. But I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen. When she had weaned No Mercy, she conceived and bore a son. And the Lord said, call his name Not My People, for you are not my people and I am not your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, it shall be said to them, children of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint for themselves one head. And they shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Say to your brothers, you are my people, and to your sisters, you have received mercy. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she may put away her whoring from her face and her adultery from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and make her as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and make her like a parched land, and kill her with thirst. Upon her children also I will have no mercy, because they are children of whoredom, for their mother has played the whore. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. She said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore I will hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her, so that she cannot find her paths. She shall pursue her lovers, but not overtake them. She shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me than now. And she did not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for bail. Therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, and I will take away my wool and my flax, which were to cover her nakedness. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one shall rescue her out of my hand, and I will put an end to all her mirth, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her appointed feasts, and I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, of which she said, these are my wages, which my lovers have given me. I will make them a forest, and the beast of the field shall devour them, and I will punish her for the feast days of the Baals, when she burned offerings to them, and adorned herself with her ring and jewelry, and went after her lovers, and forgot me, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. And in that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be remembered by name no more. And I will make for them a covenant on that day with the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety, and I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. And in that day, I will answer, declares the Lord, I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. and the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have mercy on no mercy. And I will say to not my people, you are my people. And he shall say, you are my God. And the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lekath of barley. And I said to her, you must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore or belong to another man. So will I also be to you. For the children of Israel shall dwell many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or pillar, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear to the Lord and to his goodness in the latter days. First John 5, 1 through 21. Everyone who believes Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God that is born concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Psalm 124, 1 through 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, a song of ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Proverbs 29:5-8. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil man is ensnared in his transgression, but a righteous man sings and rejoices. A righteous man knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge. Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you again, seeing in the book of 1 John this letter written to Christians throughout the ages, that it is as simple as obeying your commands that all things start. We are yours when we obey your commands. And that is our deepest desire. We do not want to be, as we read in the book of Hosea, the adulterer, the one who chases other lovers, betraying you when you have given your all for us, saying that no, your love is not good enough. Forgive us for that, Lord. We have done it so many times. We've done it to the point that, well, we just know you'll always forgive us, and so we just assume that we can do what we want. We make excuses, and we're sorry we have broken your heart in this way. And as you use this imagery, those of us who have had broken hearts before, who have been betrayed, who've felt what it feels like to have this sting of truth when you realize that a friend, a loved one, a lover, spouse has been untrue or has betrayed you in some way. How that smack of truth, that disbelief comes crashing in. And this is what we are guilty of doing to you. And you use this very kind of imagery to illustrate what's happening. And it's almost unbearable to think that we could do that to you, our Lord, our God, our Savior. And so we commit, we desire, we long to be yours, fully yours, yours and yours alone. And we demonstrate this by obeying your commands. This is where it starts, by obeying your commands. And so help us, because even in obeying your commands, we come up short without your help. Holy Spirit, lead us. And I pray a special prayer, Father God, over the men of the camp here in Colorado, for what you've done here in advancing us and showing us and giving us the tools and resources necessary to take this message home and live it. So may it not quickly fade, these things that have become so true and real to us, so real that we can reach out and touch them now. We know that they will be opposed, and the fog will try to set in by the time we step in the front door of our homes as we disperse. Protect the truth that has been planted deep in our hearts, so that we may carry this truth back to our spheres of influences. May it change our homes. May it affect our friends. May it infect our churches. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as we begin this second week of the season of Advent, contemplating your coming, longing for your return, we consider your love. And may we go through this week deeply, deeply considering and seeing your love in everything that we do. We pray this in the beautiful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. I invite you to come and get involved in any way that you will. Hitting the home page ever so often will let you know what's going on in the community. Of course, we have the store wide open for Christmas time with some free shipping offers and some wonderful resources that are great. Stocking stuffers and great to great things to give away. I mean, especially like our reading journal and that sort of thing. And it just contains the reading guide and a way to journal through the Bible. So whether a person is into the Daily Audio Bible or not isn't the point. Whether they're in the Bible or not is a big point. Then we have the Daily Audio Bible 2011 calendar. Those are starting to fly. So if you want one of those, I would... it would encourage you to go ahead and get one now before they sell out. They contain the reading guide as well. They're just some fun resources there. So check it out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, your partnership is what makes this happen. We have been a family. We call ourselves the Daily Audio Bible family for a reason. It's because that's what we are. We have become this community that's grown up out of the dust of the internet, and, you know, it just is what it is. There's no magic enterprise behind the curtain. It's us. Everything that has ever happened at the Daily Audio Bible has been we together as a community doing it. So what we do together. So thank you for your partnership in this season of ending the year. You can, there's a link on the homepage that allow you to make a contribution if you prefer. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request, comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that should do it. That's me. You know what? That's not true. I have one more day from Colorado because I don't fly out until the morning. I'm heading over now, once this is done today, back across the mountains into Colorado Springs, and I'll meet with Sarah Jane, who's now assisting me. It's been a great help to have some help and get ready for the coming year. And then fly out in the morning. So thank you for your prayers. I guess I got one more day from the lovely, pretty mountains, if you're into that sort of thing. I'm trying to temper myself now. I'm not gonna go crazy about being partial to Colorado anymore this trip. So yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Billy from Montgomery, Alabama. I would like to call and give a praise report for my brother, who I called last time about him needing a job. He now has 3 jobs. I guess he's making up for lost time in that he was off for about a year. I also wanted to pray for Lori and give a praise report for her also. I called a while back about her needing a job as well. She now has a job. And I would also like to pray for Tom. He is a family friend, and he was my son's baseball coach last year. He coughed up some blood the other day and is in the hospital, and he said he has a tear in his esophagus, and it just doesn't sound good for him. I just wanted to pray that the Lord heal him as only you know how to do. In Christ's name I pray. And Brian, I really love this podcast. It is awesome. I love your ministry, and I just wanted to say thank you. And I wanted to say thank you also to the DAB family for everybody that prays. I always pray for all of you guys. And that's it. I will talk to you later. Bye.
I sing praises to your name, oh Lord. Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is John. I'm calling in, first-time caller, long-time listener, and I just really need some prayer right now about finding some new employment. My wife works hard, and I haven't been pulling my weight because my job has slowed down quite a bit, and I'm on the verge of being unemployed. And if you could just give me some words of encouragement or some prayer, some kind of thing. She really deserves a break, and I'd like to start pulling my weight a little bit more in whichever way I could. So once again, thank you, and my prayers and thoughts are with you guys continually, and thank you very much.